Well, it was a disappointing night for those who oppose the end-of-life choice bill. Grant Illingworth QC is a barrister based in Auckland who has been a vocal critic, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
70 to 50, a little bit. The margin was a little bit bigger than some had anticipated. Are you disappointed by that?
No, I think the reason for that is that if you take, for example, Mark Mitchell, his position personally, I think, if I got it right, was that he would have not supported the bill if the vote had been taken yesterday, but that he wanted it to go forward. He'd checked with his electorate. He wanted it to go forward so that if the whole House could consider the issue. And I think that there'll be a number of the MPs who voted in favour of at the second reading stage who will have done it for that reason, either because they want to see a referendum or they want to see a full debate. So I don't think the 70 to 51 is necessarily bad thing.
So you think it can be, you can get to a situation where this bill can be stopped?
Yes, and look, the devil is in the detail. We had some amazing speeches last night. I was very impressed with Michael Woods and Dr. Deborah Russell. Judith Collins spoke very powerfully. Maggie Barry, they all contributed in their own ways. But what you've got to remember is that they're speaking at a very high level of abstraction, the question of principle. The real issue is the detail in the bill when it comes to the point of enacting it into law. And I think everyone agrees that there is not sufficient detail there at the moment. There aren't sufficient safeguards. Parliament has effectively voted for a situation in which a patch-up job is going to be necessary. I don't think a patch-up job is going to work. I don't think they'll get to the point where the detail is correct, but we just have to wait and see.
Grant Illingworth, QC, thank you very much for your time.